Morning, Mike Seymour, Sterling Business Systems. Speaking to you from a very sunny Ilkeston in England. Okay, onwards and upwards. We've got, quick reminder, don't forget we're on all the other platforms as well. Twitter, Facebook, Sterling Copiers or Sterling Business Systems. Bang it in your search engines and you'll find us. But continuing with the series, we've got another often asked question. Mike, shall I get an inkjet or shall I get a laser printer? Now, it depends on your circumstances, depends on your budget. Of course, that is always the case with anything in life. You get what you pay for. Okay, so let's take a look at the inkjet then. An inkjet printer, low acquisition cost. It doesn't cost much to buy them these days. £100 will see you with a half-decent inkjet. However, the flip side, very, very high running costs. So cheap to buy, expensive to run. If you are looking to buy a printer for yourself to work from home, fine. It's not an issue because the volume of printing that you do is going to be low. So that cost can be contained and managed properly. If, however, you're considering putting an inkjet into a team of 2, 3, 4, 5 people, you need to have a look at the print costs, the actual running costs of the toners, the ink cartridges. An ink cartridge, say, costs £60. If you've got 3 or 5 people running through it every day, there's a good possibility that you're going to go through these one at the rate of one a week, because the actual cartridges themselves are small. They've got what's known as a very small yield. Now, because of that, you've got a machine that doesn't cost much, and then you've got a running cost which far exceeds the initial cost of the machine. It's almost, and I've seen it, it's almost cheaper to throw the whole thing away and get a new one. That's how ridiculous it is. So, you know, if you're at home on your own, or if it's for your kids to do the homework, then it's fine because the volumes are low and the cost can be controlled. They're not designed for office work group environments. They're too expensive to run. Okay, laser printers then. Laser printers answer that because, yes, they cost more to buy, but they tend to have more functionality. They do more. You can connect them up to the internet, all sorts of things. But their ace up their sleeve is that the running costs are significantly lower. So instead of having a yield, a £60 cartridge that's got a yield of 1,000 prints for your inkjet, what you'll have is a £100 cartridge that'll have a yield of 10,000 prints. Okay, so we can see this is where they're cheaper to run, significantly cheaper, and much more well suited to an office environment. Yeah, so if you're working from home on your own, or you're looking for a printer for your kids, inkjet. If you're in an office with more than one person printing to it, you've got to go down the laser route. Okay, they're more expensive to buy up front, but you get that return because the toners last longer. Okay, so I've drawn it 1,000 times for various customers, but eventually they get it. If you're not sure, yeah, if you're not aware, if you run your company and you've got an office manager that deals with the day-to-day stationery orders, just ask her how much they've spent on toners, ink cartridges for the inkjet over the past month, the past quarter, the past year. And you'll find it will take them a long time to come back to you, because they'll do the sums, they'll see how much they've spent, and they'll be worried about getting told off. But have a look, because it's that figure, which often runs into the thousands per year, it's that figure that you can use to replace your inkjet with a laser printer and then recoup and benefit from cheaper printing. Now, there are other technologies available, gel printers, which use a sort of thick, sticky ink. Fine, just saying it kind of gives you the idea of any issues you might have with that. And then there's a new technology called LED printing, which is a mishmash of using lasers and all sorts of things. But it's new technology. It looks very good. It's very, very sharp. Images are very, very good. But it's new technology. It's expensive for what it is. And also there's a limitation to it, speed limitation. So if you want to, you want a fast piece of kit, then the LED printer is probably not the right place for you. Okay. There's so many things to talk about with regards to the different printers, but I need to keep this fairly light. So if you've got any other questions about inkjet versus laser, by all means get in touch with us, leave a message, you're all clever people, I'm sure you can work it out. Get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to help where we can. Okay, onwards and upwards. Catch you all later.